The War Child, written by Renita De Silva and read by Tanya Rodriguez. Clara is dreaming of a monster who growls and screams. "Stop!" she yells, covering her ears with her hands. But it won't listen.
"Ooh, I'm coming for you," it howls.
"Clara, wake up, my love," her mother's voice, soft but urgent. Her mother is here. She's safe. She opens her eyes and is aware of noise. Whistling. Shrill. She recognizes the sound, but can't quite place it. Her terrifying dream disorientating her, pushing rational thought away, leaving a pulsing storm of residual terror.
"What's happening?"
she asks, tasting panic, metallic blue in her mouth. "Air raid, my love." Mary smiles gently, reassuringly, but Clara reads the worry flickering in her mother's eyes. "Come on, sweetheart. We need to get to the shelter." Clara rubs sleep from her eyes as she and Mary pull on their coats and Mary opens their front door to join the crowd heading for the underground station, the frosty night whispering and rustling, pounding with the frantic footsteps of scores of people, the scent of broken sleep and interrupted dreams, the pungent reek of panic, the ominous rumble overhead stalking them. But they have barely stepped into the street when the loudest sound Clara has ever heard deafens her. There is dust in her eyes, and when she rubs them clear, she cannot believe what she is seeing, or rather, what she is not. Their street has houses on both sides. It's a sight as familiar to Clara as her mother's face. She blinks, but the new vision doesn't go away. There is a huge hole in front of her. The house across from them is gone, and with it, so too is everyone who was running to the shelter. The street is eerily quiet. Fear, a physical thing, squatting on Clara's chest, alongside the lingering remnants of her dream. The monster weighing heavy upon her. But Mary is already pulling her back into the house. "Come on, my love, down to the basement. There's no time to get to the shelter now. The bombs must have come faster than they realised." Her mother's hand in hers is comforting. She focuses on that touch, easier than remembering the horrifying reality outside. "Zeppelins," Mary mutters as they descend the stairs. Cylindrical balloons hovering ominously above. "Monsters." Monsters? Clara's dream. Real, here, swooping overhead, casting a shadow over the dark night. "What about our neighbours? My friend Tess from across the street?" Inside the damp basement, Mary lights a paraffin lamp and they huddle together under an old kitchen table. "Here." Her mother slips something metallic and heavy around her chest, even as she helps Clara upright. It smells silvery. It is weighted. And grave. The necklace Mary is never without, given to her by her mother.